The Daily Talk Show.
Episode 24, and it's Friday.
It's a fun one. I'm drinking a cider. I could be a bit tweaked because you were tweaked the other day on coffee.
Yeah.
I've had how many beers? 1, 2, 3.
Is cider beer?
No, but I've had a few beers.
When? Now I'm
earlier today.
Why? Like, I guess that's fine.
I was catching up with my mate. I took him to a pub. And it was a great establishment, and there was some cold beer on tap.
It's 8:45 p.m. on a Friday night. This is the latest we've ever done it, I think, is it?
It's nice. We're sitting in my lounge room, and we just put little Bodie boy, my one-year-old, to bed, and he went straight to sleep. What a little weapon.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. That was pretty impressive. I was talking to you about a new segment. That was our first segment that we're ever going to do.
I think it's a result of us being shit cunts.
Yeah. Basically, it is called, we can say it in unison, but I'll say hashtag closing the loop.
See, we stuffed that up. I thought it was closing the loop.
No, close the loop.
Close the loop. Hashtag close the loop.
And you guys can use the Twitter hashtag or on anything.
Or close, don't, because I would never use it if I was the person listening to
use
it.
Close the loop on social media. If there is something that we've talked about we've started and you really want to know the end result. So Tommy's like, the worst thing happened to me the other day, and then I'll probably interject.
Yeah.
And then you can write and say, hey guys, can you please get Tommy to tell that story from episode 16?
So this one is I had no idea, so I was assisting in opening the loop.
Yeah, so we opened the loop last episode around the Olympics.
Yeah.
And I asked a question about whether the Summer Games, the Summer Olympics, or is the main Olympics.
So you fucked that up. We were talking about Winter Olympics, and then you said, hang on, Winter Olympics, they sold as the Winter Olympics, but is the other games sold as the Summer Games? Like, is it the Summer Games?
Yeah, and if so I Googled it. And it is.
Yes.
But then I went down a huge other rabbit hole trying to understand it and trying to understand, because I always knew about the Olympics because of leap years, right?
Mm, mm.
That's how I probably learnt about leap years, but I find the whole thing very confusing.
2020, where is it?
I know you told me, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah. What I liked was 2028 is LA. That fucking city will be mad. Imagine the traffic in LA.
Oh, that'll be crazy.
The traffic in LA is fucked as it is.
Should we commit right now that we will do the Daily Talk Show from Los Angeles during the 2028?
Dude, it's in like August, I think. It's usually around August.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best time of year in LA. Off the back of summer. It's like really back not. End of summer. I think so
it would be really hot then. It's probably too hot.
I was there August and it was epic.
The talking about planning ahead and things like that, are you much of a planner in regards to long term? Like, I'll speak to someone, I'm like, have you got any travel plans?
You've talked about this on a previous podcast.
Have I really?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the first time.
Yeah, and let me guess, your mate said that they had a trip coming up in like 2020.
Yeah.
And you were like, what?
Well, this is fucking annoying.
I don't even plan 3 weeks ahead, let alone plan to wipe my ass.
This is annoying. Well, what the fuck do we talk about? That's it.
I do want to talk to you about something.
Okay.
And have I told you the story about the dude with the cigarette butt on Ackland Street?
Oh, cigarette butt. What happened? No.
Okay.
You haven't.
So I'm walking down Ackland Street in St Kilda. The thing about St Kilda, if you've never been there, or even if you're from Melbourne, you're probably either you hate this part of it or you love this part of it. The grunge, the dirtiness, in terms of like, it's one of the red light districts in Melbourne in one of the parts. It's a lot more tame now. It's almost like the King's Cross of Melbourne, even though King's Cross is now pretty tame. But there's colourful characters, lots of heroin addicts. But then there's also this affluent side. Best restaurants, lots of money around. You know, you buy a place in St Kilda, a house. The house across the road from my apartment, tiny, and it's worth fucking $2 million. Tiny.
It's a lot of money.
And so it's this suburb that attracts like gypsies, you know, traveling, Irishman, and there's the big English Irish bar scene here, right?
Yeah.
And so anyway, it's not dirty. They spend a lot of money on keeping this place pretty clean now. One thing that fucking shits me is people who litter.
Yeah. Like, Tommy loses it. This is our second
ever. Hughesy's house is 200 metres from here. I could see it from my window right now.
That's exciting.
Anyway.
You little creeper.
I hate fucking littering. And look, I've littered in my life as a kid, but I've got to a point in my life where I'm like, if you're a grub if you litter. Just don't litter. Like, it's the fucking fish can't help us. Help themselves, sorry. They're not cleaning up. Someone, what I always think is someone else has to clean up. If you're not going to fucking clean up your own mess, someone else is, right? Yeah. And so there was this dude who worked in a shop on Ackland Street. And I'm walking along and he's out the front. And I didn't know he worked in the shop, smoking a durry. And he just...
That's a cigarette, everyone.
And then just throws it on the ground and walked in the shop.
And what'd you do?
I kicked the cigarette into his shop. I said, mate, you dropped something. And so...
Fucking boom. What did he say?
He looked so confused. I think he got a bit awkward about it. I just pointed down at it. Said, yeah, you dropped your cigarette and I walked off.
It's... The idea of... having a go at someone in public for something like that, it's go either way.
What? Because they could stab me?
Yeah, they could stab you. Or, like, I nearly had a road rage incident today where a person tooted me for, you have a car on, you're in the right-hand lane and there is a car that is turning right and there's the left-hand lane, so you do a quick sort of sneaky indicate to go around them. This fuckhead in the left lane can see, like, it is common practice. This shit happens.
Yeah.
I indicate and I turn and he sort of speeds up and holds down his horn. What a fuckstick.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I was like, you know what? I was like, what do? I did nothing.
In the words of Josh Jansen, he was projecting.
He was projecting hard.
And I guess where you kind of took that was you're not knowing who's in the car. Another thing happened today with a rubbish fucking, what do you call it?
Just littering.
A litter littering. Bug. This dude, I was getting into my car and he's sitting in a truck, like a big removal truck, and he just dumped something out the window as he's parked. And I looked him in the eyes and I see if you can pick up on the words I'm saying.
Okay. Rabbit.
He probably thought I said rabbit.
Do it one more time. Rape. Did you say
rape? One more time. I thought I was cool. I now realise that he thought I said rape or rabbit.
Do it again. Wait, do it again.
Hang on.
Rubbish.
No.
What did you say?
Fuck, I thought it was so much harder than this. I mime the words grub.
Oh, grub.
And I thought it had a real cut through, but obviously it didn't.
Nah.
He's like, what the He's fuck? Like,
what? The guy
rabbit?
Just said rub. Why is he saying rub at me?
But then I did think, fuck, imagine if that dude was a crazy bastard.
Yeah.
Do you think I should be calling out litter bugs to their face?
Sorry. Maybe.
The problem is it's a bit passive.
Yeah.
I said, oh, mate, did that drop out of your pocket? And it's like a bag of fucking Maccas clearly didn't drop out of their pocket.
I actually, my home office, you can see out into the street.
That's right. We saw those people together.
Yeah. Well, so we, for whatever reason, it's an area where people will dump shit sometimes.
Well, it's a dead end, and then the dead end has like some posts stopping cars from going off this like...
To the river.
A cliff into the river. And so it seems like a good space to dump if you were to be a fucking dumpy kind of person.
Well, I saw a delivery, like a courier. I don't know if you remember this. They're in like a silver car. And I saw the guy open his fucking door out near, like, we're on the first floor, so one story up. I'm looking out. I see this guy throw something on the ground, right?
No, I saw this on Insta stories, yes.
And then after that, I was taking photos of it, right? Like, I wanted a photo of the rubbish on the ground and him there. As I took the photo, he threw out a bunch of other shit, like almost like a garbage bag full of shit. And what happened was I got a live photo of it. Yes. So it was a video. So I turned it into a, like, I used the software. This was actually,
you told me about
the software.
GIF, like a live GIF or something. You can change live.
And so then I like contacted the company and all that sort of thing. But
it was like I remember it was a franchise, so they weren't too sure who the franchisee was.
But it was just fucking grubby.
There's something about it. Is it? And do you litter?
Nah, never.
So you're pretty conscious?
I mean, I was the kid who was always on yard duty with the teachers. I got to control the walkie-talkie, which was cool.
Did you?
Yeah, they had Motorolas. Yeah, it was great.
But this is slightly off topic, but I loved, as a kid, I fucking loved walkie-talkies and I loved police scanners. I was obsessed with trying to get a police scanner. My brother got one.
Fuck off, really?
And it wasn't like a top-end police scanner.
Yeah.
But we could seriously pick up shit going on.
I had a mate whose dad was a bit techie. I think he worked at Telstra or something. He had a wireless system that could feed into the McDonald's drive-thru.
No.
Yeah, that was sick.
Well, you can pick up trucks. So, there's a lot of frequencies that are really open. So, we could go and buy one tomorrow.
Well, I did. I had like the Uniden ones. Like, I've had so many walkie-talkies in my life, but...
What would you do with them?
So, I would
do
this.
What were you thinking?
So, you'd go on channel 3.
Okay.
Where the truckies were. And you go, radio check, please. Radio check. And they jump on. They go, you're working, mate. And then a few minutes later, you go back on. Radio check, please. Radio check. And then they'll be like, mate, if you're just going to keep doing this, can you find another channel? But
and it sounded more like this. Radio check, please. Radio check.
This is just reminded
as your balls dropped. So it was more like radio check, please.
No, I've just been triggered by all of this stuff, and I'm remembering all of these stories now. As a kid, I wanted to be a spy. And I would do, I'm sure I've told the story of me getting my microphone.
I like how you check with stories first by preferencing.
It's so hard. I wasn't a kid who played with toys. So for
squidgies.
Well done. Episode 14 or whatever the fuck that was. I'm a bit twerked from all that pizza. Tweaked, twerked, tweaked.
Tweaked. Please don't twerked. Twerk. Anyway, you went into toys.
Oh, yeah. So, I got microphones and amplifiers and things like that. And I had my amplifier on full.
You've told me. This is the best.
And I got the long cable and I put the microphone underneath the couch. So mum and dad, so I could hear mum and dad. I would like turn up the volume. And so I would be in my room listening to their conversations. And mum found the microphone and she said, you are sick. You are sick. So that was the one. That was one not ideal situation.
What did you hear?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. But I just, there were so many occasions.
Lynn was going for on the couch.
Yeah. Hopefully not. But there were other things I would do. Like, would you ever listen? Would you pick up the phone and try and listen to your bros' convos?
I remember doing it with mates, listening in on their conversations with their girlfriends. So it wasn't even me, but I did. There was always like, get the fuck off the portable. Who's, mom, get off the fucking other end.
Do you know what? How about this? I remember if you had caller ID, you were the fucking sickest unit going around, right?
Sick for a while.
And I had someone call me, right? Robert. Robert Curran is his name. Robert Curran calls me.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because it's he's just calling to say hello, but he's calling from Lachlan Clydesdale's phone number. And the call goes something like this. Hey, man, how you going? Yeah, good. Yeah, like, what do you think about Lachlan?
They were setting you up.
Yeah, they were fucking setting me up.
This is sick.
No. So I hung up. I said to Mum, I'm like, oh, they just did this. And she's like, okay, well, if they call again, I'll answer. And so Mum picks up the phone and says, if you want to be his friend. If not, stop calling. And hangs up. That wouldn't have helped.
No. Were you friends with them after that?
Yeah, not really. Like, look, we have...
do you know why?
I've got ideas. But, there's so many examples of that, of the... We would get the walkie-talkie and put it... We had a security camera at the front of our house.
Yeah.
Which was also just, like, the sickest thing. And...
A security camera. Like, it was...
We had like one of those dome security, like old school dome security camera,
like
that
a legit one
that would plug into the AV section on the TV. And you could go on AV1 and you could see what was
Why
outside.
Did you have it? Was it because your dad's hot rod didn't want
to? Nah, I don't know. I just think I was such a...
Did you set it up?
Nah, but I was a scaredy cat kid. Any sort of... I remember... we were the first house in an entire estate. And the thing with estates is, like, there's heaps of shifty people going through fucking onto properties and trying to steal shit or stuff like that. And I remember being on, like, with my video camera, and because it was sort of, we're on the bottom of a hill and you could see up. I remember seeing this red
full
van.
Camo.
Yeah, full camo. It was a bit like that. But there was this red van that looked like they were stealing shit. And I remember, like, we're on the phone to the police and I was like, I had my camera on a 400 times digital zoom. So pixelated.
And so you got their
and, like,
number
just filming. Plate? Yeah, I didn't get their... I don't think I got their number plate, but we had so... I remember vividly as a kid so many times where I felt like we were under attack. Like,
Hang on. Were you, though?
Hindsight, probably not, but it always felt like... The neighbors getting, like, broken into just, like, would fucking rattle me. I would...
Where'd the fear come from?
I don't know, but I would, like, dress up in all black with, like, black cargo pants and stuff like that. I'd wake up really early in the morning with a fake gun and I'd walk around the house and I'd open each door and I'd go, clear! And then I'll just go to the next one. I'll slam it open. Everyone's trying to sleep. It's like 7 a.m. on a Saturday.
Fuck.
I was just a bit of a fucking...
There's
weird
a lot of
unit.
Things about you that I'd like my son to turn out like, but not that.
This actually, talking about security, the best one would have been my security system on my bike.
What do you mean? Isn't just a lock, padlock?
No, I had a sensor. So it was I had like a keypad on the actual... on the handlebars. And it was, you could put in like a 4-digit PIN. And basically...
And then what would that do?
There was a sensor on the wheel that would be able to tell you that where you could press one of the keys and it would tell you what speed you were going. So it would go 18 kilometers an hour.
Way!
And the awesome thing was... That? Yeah, it was fucking sick. And this would have been like 2000 probably, 1999. But the sickest feature was that you would... activate the alarm, you'd go inside, and if the wheel moved, it would go beep, beep, and then it would go stolen bike, da-da-da-da-da, stolen bike. And the thing was,
where the fuck did you get that?
It was sick. I don't know where, but I must have got it as a gift. But I'd never had my bike stolen so many times because the fucking mean neighbors and shit thought it was so funny because they would just fucking steal my bike and I would run out.
I would have stolen your bike.
You would, yeah.
Definitely.
Were you a skateboarder? Did you skateboard?
Mate, I skateboarded, rollerblade.
Like bike, how good of a skateboarder?
I was good, man. I was pretty good.
Like?
I could drop in, grind, kickflip.
Would you create your own grinder things, whatever?
My dad would build us quarter pipes.
I'm just moving on to the couch because it's... It's getting late,
yeah,
guys.
Dad would build us quarter pipes. Like, I was at the bowl dropping in on my bike rollerblades from the age of 8, probably 7.
Did you do billy carts?
Yeah, I thought they were whack.
In what way?
Fucking,
bit boring.
no hills around here. If I want to, I'd rather a go-kart.
Yeah. Did you ever go into hospital as a kid? Like any
go
injury?
Into what?
Hospital.
Oh, I broke my wrist going down a slide on my rollerblades. And I told my mum, there's something really wrong with my wrist. She said, no, it's fine. As you probably would, like if your kid's
same
just
thing
like, oh,
happened.
I'm just holding my wrist. And it was broken. It was like a tiny hairline fracture. And then I fucking bent my arm.
What do you mean?
So it's called bowing. So when you're young, your bones are still
soft.
And so it was like, it was bowed. So like,
fuck off.
Fell off, hit an acorn.
Can you show me?
Yeah, hit an acorn, my left arm, it's fine. Hit an acorn, hit the deck off my skatey, probably 200 meters from home. And I looked at my arm, I was like, whoa, it's bent. And then I just rushed home, and then we went to the hospital. And then I had it, they don't cut you open, just press down on it.
Oh.
No, you have to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And so they pressed down on it, and I
that's
got
fucked.
It put back into place.
I actually fractured my foot pretending to be Russell Coit in All Aussie Adventures. It was the...
Fuck off!
No, it was great. It was the... I fell into a hole. I was filming. I fell into a hole.
You do realize how ironic that is. You're pretending to be a dude who's a fucking doofus.
It's true.
And who does shit like sits on fire and breaks his ankle trying to look.
I think I was probably doing a bit of slapstick, but it went too far. Anyway, I was sitting.
Hey, just the thing. When, you know, Glenn Robbins, Russell Coit.
Yeah.
He had broken his ankle and I gave him a lift home from Reese's house.
Oh, that's cool.
To his house. In me fucking red leather BMW, baby.
Really? Oh, we don't bring
Russell
back
Coit that. Thought I was flying.
If only he'd known. But I was walking on it, I think, for 6 weeks before mum, like, listened to me. Because I was saying I've hurt myself. She's like...
Yeah, but you also thought there was people around every corner of your house.
Yeah, I was a bit of a pain in the ass. But, you know, I don't know what got me thinking about this. I think just, like, the time in my life... I'll tell you another embarrassing story. Bottom of the court, there were some girls...
So you lived in a court?
Yeah, we lived in a few courts.
What's the meaning of a court?
A court is the one where it's got the bowl at the end.
Okay.
You know, like you can like a circle, you can do a fucking U in
it. Yeah.
And these, like, we would have been probably 8, and hanging out with these girls, and they said, "Do you want to like show us your penis, and we'll show you our vagina." And my brother and I were like, yeah, okay. And they were like, okay, well, you, like, go and, like, you show us yours.
Yeah, so we showing.
And then they fucking ran up to the court and told our parents. Isn't that so embarrassing?
They set you up.
They set us up.
Fucking hell.
Isn't that fucked? So it was upsetting. But I feel like I'm sort of out of material and we're only like 20 minutes in. This is a fucking disaster.
You're tired, mate. You've had a big day today.
This is like the only... I had only like 3 meetings. It was enough just to fucking over... Like, I was...
You had 2 shoots today.
You had 2 shoots.
2 shoots and 3 meetings. Yeah. Which you're not having two shoots, 3 meetings every single day.
No.
So what you're putting into that is huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it is Friday. It's the fucking end of the week.
Yeah, it's a good one. I reckon we just cut this one short, but I think...
because we got that crunchy ice cream in the fridge, yeah?
Oh, can I have some of that?
You can. Yeah,
Thank you.
That's why I got it.
But please subscribe to us. Make sure that you rate us and review us if you can.
Yeah, Robbie Ward, thanks for chucking that reviewer at us. It was good.
I appreciate that. And I think what we should probably do is at some point we'll build out some spot where people can really quickly like comment with their thoughts or topics, or maybe even we could do like we've got an Instagram, the Daily Talk Show, maybe there or something we can ask. Oh, we could even use the voting function or something on Instagram as well.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
like
yeah.
People can vote for shit.
Or
know.
Send us voicemail.
We're actually going to do Monday's episode. We're doing in Sydney.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we're off. So it's on the road. The daily talk show is on the road.
That's exciting. Enjoy your weekend, everyone. And Tommy and I will see you on Monday.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now I've got to turn it off. What did I? How was the weather today? Was it?
Fuck off.